Hello.
Hi, is Helen McCormack available, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Helen. My name's Natalie. I'm calling from MMA Legal. Is this a convenient time to speak?
Yeah.
It's just regarding your Scottish Rooter claim.
Oh.
For data protection, can you just confirm your date of birth and your address, please?
0104 1955. That's my date of birth. Address is it?
Yes, please, yeah.
121 Rutland Street, Blackburn.
Lovely. That's fantastic. Thank you.
Right.
Just to make you aware that during the call, that if there's any safeguarding, I would need to make a referral to the local authority, but I will explain what this is and why that needs to be made, and also that calls are recorded for compliance reasons. Are you happy to continue with that?
Yeah.
Lovely. It's just to gather some more information about the impact of your time in care today, for your claim. What age did you go into care?
Oh, God, I think it was 13.
Okay.
13 or 14, one of the two.
And what local authority were you under?
I don't know. What do you mean?
What area did you live in?
Where we went into care?
Yeah.
Trefethin.
Can you spell it for me, please?
TORTHICIAN.
Okay, lovely, thank you. And were you known by any other names, apart from Helen McCormack? Did you have any, like, aliases or any nicknames that may have been on files?
No. Middle name's Helen Fleming Griselle McCormack.
Yeah, did you use them as your main names at any point? Or would they
No,
report?
I just got called Helen McCormack.
Okay, lovely. And can you remember what care settings you attended?
Care settings, what's that?
Yeah. So, what children's homes, because we've got Woolhouse Children's Home and Liberton Assessment Centre on the
Yeah.
record. Did you attend anywhere else?
No.
Okay, no? Okay. And the years I've got down for those are 1969 through to 1972.
Yeah, it wasn't about that, yeah.
Okay. And then do you remember what schools you attended?
I think it was Bathgate Academy.
Bathgate.
Yes.
And whereabouts was that?
It's in Bathgate, Fulham.
Bathgate, West Lothian. Lovely. And what GP are you under at the moment, please?
Dr. Black.
And what surgery is that at?
That's the Blackburn Partnership Centre.
And whereabouts is that, please?
Is what?
What whereabouts is that? What town?
And Blackburn.
it seems quite obvious, but we don't know any of them. Sometimes people have still got their surgeries from, years ago, and it's in a completely different town. Do you have any professional support in you, like social care or mental health services or occupational health,
No.
anything? Okay.
No.
And do you have any mental health diagnosis?
No.
Have you ever done or do any self-harm?
No.
And do you ever get any thoughts of ending life?
I used to, but not anymore.
And what age were you when you had that?
I think I had it quite a lot, eh?
Was it in your teenage years?
Yeah, probably.
And what age do you think it stopped?
I think it stopped maybe when I had my own family,
Yeah. how old were you then?
26.
Oh, I thought 16 then. Slightly different.
Sorry.
Have you ever been hospitalised for your mental health?
No.
Have you ever attended any therapy or counselling?
No.
Do you have any physical health?
Physical health, I've got COPD.
Yeah.
I've got serious osteoporosis. And I'm just recovering from a broken back.
Ooh, how did you do that?
I was taking my bucket out and I fell over a defect on the road.
Wow.
Uh-huh. So,
are you recovering okay?
Yeah, well, I've got a DEXA scan next year to see how it's healing.
Yeah.
And if that's not working, the only thing they can do is fusion.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I've got a back injury as well, so it is,
Oh,
yeah, very frustrating. Mm. So I literally feel your pain.
Hello.
It's so awful, especially when you've like been quite mobile, and then all of a sudden you've got a reduce, haven't you? What you used to do?
Just bored, just kind of doing nothing.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's, in the long term, it's the best way.
Oh, it was the best thing.
Yeah. As a child, did you ever attend hospital?
No.
And do you provide us consent to contact professionals such as like your GP, social care, all the ones that you mentioned in the call? Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. You bottom of me.
And have you ever been arrested?
Yes.
And what did you get arrested for?
Quite a few things. I was at a football game. Got arrested for fighting.
Assault or was it actually fighting? Did you get charged for it?
Yeah, I got charged, went to court, but nothing happened.
Did you get a conviction?
No, it was dismissed.
Okay. I just put down a rescue to fight in that game, that football game. No conviction. Anything else?
I was in prison.
Yeah, and what was that for?
Fighting with my sister.
So did it assault?
Yeah.
And how long were you in prison for?
6 months.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay. Have you ever done any drugs or do any drugs?
No.
And what about alcohol?
Yeah, I do smoke.
You smoke as well? Sounds good. What age did you start smoking? I might as well write that down.
Oh God, I'm saying with 15.
Okay. And what age did you start drinking?
Probably in my 20s, probably.
And is it... Would you say that you're dependent on alcohol? Is it something?
Yeah, well, I drink every day, and I'm registered with the doctor is drinking every day.
Okay. Are you okay for me to put down alcoholism?
I wouldn't go as far as being an alcoholic. I'll have 4 cans of beer, and I only drink at night. I don't drink during the day or anything. It's just at night. So I'll have 4. So.
Okay. And that's registered with GP.
Yes, yes.
Okay. And what age did you leave care?
I must have been 16.
And did they give you any support after that?
No.
And they didn't offer anything?
No.
Okay. And going forward with our team, would you prefer a male or female advisor?
I'm going to need both of them. Then if you're here.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem. So what we'll do then is I will allocate you to me. So then we've already spoken, so we don't have to repeat things then.
Uh-huh.
And you've got that rapport with me. We're going to obtain a copy of your care records. Would you like to see a copy? Well, we can't do the request until we've had this phone call, so it will then happen after this, that we have to request the documents. So part of that process is we check whether or not you'd like to have a copy and see that.
Yes, please.
Yeah? No problem. Okay, so the process from now is going to take about 10 months. I'll be your main point of contact, so if you save this number into your phone, if you've got any questions or anything, you can always give me a call. We're going to gather the evidence for your case, so we're going to do lots of subject access requests and gather all that information. We're going to put it all together, we'll give you a call, go through what we've got, then it will go to the Scottish Redress panel, and then what will happen is they will do a panel hearing. It's a closed door hearing. You don't have to attend that, okay, but you will get hold of the date. And then as part of our compliance, I've got to let you know, which you probably have had these options before, but because it's a recorded call, we just have to make sure that we give you your options about you doing Scottish Redress. So you're entitled to do that on your own and independently research your own evidence for your claim. There are other solicitors available in England and Scotland who have accepted a fee of £2,000 from Scottish Redress, and they get that £2,000 whether you win or lose. Or then there's ourselves, who can act independently for you. We have opted out of that fee from Scottish Redress, and then we take 20%, no more, capped fee if you win. If you lose, there's no fee. So that means that we're completely independent and we're acting for yourself.
Right.
You have 14-day cooling off period, okay? So you can change your mind or do it yourself or whatever you'd like to do in that 14 days. So you can, are you happy to wait for the 14 days or? Or you can proceed immediately?
Yeah, we'll just proceed immediately.
Yeah. Are you still happy to stay with us?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll just put that down. Okay. So do you have any questions for me today?
No, you've covered everything.
Lovely. That's great. So if you do get any questions in the meantime, I'll be with you all the way through this now until the end. Just give me a call on this number at any point if you think of anything. And I just want to thank you very much for your time today and appreciate you speaking to me.
That's great.
I don't blame you. I'm going to go and get myself a drink too.
Okay,
you have a lovely day now, Helen. Take care.
You as well. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah.